It's time now for the Here and Now DJ Sessions.
There goes the last DJ.
Raul Campos from KCRW is back with us today. Hi, Raul.
Hola, Jeremy. How are you?
Doing well, and great to have you here with some of the music that you've been listening to. Let's start with the musician Diego Garcia. This is his single, Don't Go.
Every time I try to forget her, it plants another seed in my mind.
Now, Diego Garcia is based in New York, raised in Tampa, but born in Detroit, so a little from all over the country. But tell us about him.
And Argentine roots. So, you know, he's one of those crooners. He used to be part of the group Elephant back in the day, and he was the lead singer to that. But that was a little more rocking. And here, I think when he does his solo work, it's just a little more intimate, more love songs, and, you know, influenced by people like Jobim and contemporary crooners like Brian Ferry, Leonard Cohen, you know, just a bunch of different people.
You can hear that Leonard Cohen in this song, Don't Go. What do you like about it?
Again, you know, he's always about love songs. Like his previous album, Laura, was basically a dedication to his wife. And I can't wait to hear more. Right now, it's just the one single that we've heard that's been floated out. But he always has this kind of vibe where it's just about love songs. And, you know, whether it's someone or something, you know, he's a big environmentalist. So he's part of that crew, Conservation International, where he gets to hang with people like Bono and, you know, a bunch of other peeps.
Right.
But the music is just, it's just love. It's pretty, and I like that about him.
All right, well, now to a musician that a lot of people know. That would be Beck and his song Up All Night from the album Colors.
When you crank the rhythm and words help make you cold. When they break it down, then this world is all you know. Hands up and working it, man, then get yourself together. When you call the dominoes fall, it's time to go. Now I feel it's so far away. You see the colors and all the kids going home. Night is crawling up to the day. I hear the noise from the episode. It's all singing. Just wanna stay up all night with you. Just wanna stay up all night with you.
So another example there of Beck creating a new sound for a new album. This is a total 180 from his last album, Morning Phase.
It's always, you know, I've called him the chameleon for years, and, you know, with the album title as Colors, I mean, it's perfect. But yeah, it's definitely a departure from albums like Sea Change and, like you said, Morning Phase. But this here is bringing a little more energy and, you know, kind of maybe going back to a little bit like Odelay and The Information, you know, where it's definitely more kind of like a party and an energy. And yeah, Up All Night is kind of, you know, telling where, you know, late nights out on stage and stuff like that.
And for those who don't know, by the way, Beck has a very interesting story. He grew up in poorer neighborhoods in L.A., was one of just a few white kids in his school, and got into breakdancing.
Yeah, he grew up in the Valley, and he actually got his start here on KCRW. I think we were the first people to play him.
I feel like he's not the only one in that category of artists that got their start on KCRW.
There are many, but he's definitely one of those ones where it's like, oh, wow, he's gone on to, like, huge things. And he remembers KCRW. So whenever he's doing, like, a new album or something, he always makes time for us, which is really cool.
All right. Well, now we have another music veteran, the DJ Cut Chemist, with rappers Charlie Tuna and Hymnal. Here's the song Work My Mind.
Work my mind at different spurts in time. We pollute evolution in pursuit of a dime. Wanna eat, gotta grind, so my thirst is blind. With no outlet for change, people burp with crime. But I disperse my rhyme, and the worst is fine. If I switch course, my line is a broken spine. No crisscross, the straight path I search to find. But I misinterpret the signs at the worst of times. And you
work my mind and turn it around. You work my mind and turn it around. You work my mind and turn it around. You work my mind and turn it around. You work my mind and turn it around. You work my mind and turn it around. You work my mind and turn it around. You work
Why'd you choose this one?
Well, Cut Chemist, I've always been a big fan of his DJ work and his production. He's a phenomenal DJ. And whether he was with the band Ozo Motley back in the day, Jurassic 5 more recently, and they reunited, so they've been constantly touring and doing all kinds of stuff. But this is his first solo album in like 11 years or something like that. And but this is more of a little departure from just the cutting and scratching that he's known for, and really like writing songs. He's playing guitar on, he's doing background vocals on a lot of the songs. So I'm really looking forward to being able to play more from it in the future.
It's interesting when artists decide to take up a new instrument. We were just talking to one of the people behind Poolside, who said it was quite a challenge to be able to sing and play an instrument at the same time, something he had not had to do before.
Yeah, and those, the same thing. There are a couple of DJs, you know, and they were, you know, bedroom producers. And then you got to basically replicate the sound live on stage.
Yeah.
So, it's just, I think it's the next incarnation of what an artist is.
All right, well, let's move on to the song $875. This is from the LA-based duo Deluxe. So Deluxe is described, and I don't think this could be any more of a perfect description, as post-disco dance punk. Tell us more about them.
Well, Deluxe, just like the duo Poolside that you were talking about, a couple of bedroom producers, and now they're into the third album, more disco songs about love, and that's exactly what it is, you know? And this track, $875, I asked him, like, what's the meaning of the title? And he goes, that was our rent when we first started. So we had to figure out how to scrounge up this money to basically stay in the house, which had the studio in it, and be able to produce. And again, you know, a couple of guys that we've supported from day one and doing bigger and better things these days.
All right, we have time for one more song. This is Pain from the Philadelphia-based group The War on Drugs. And very timely that we play this right now, because you can hear the Tom Petty influence there.
Totally. And I was able to see The War on Drugs a few days ago. They actually opened up with a cover of Tom Petty. They did a Time to Move On. They just kicked into it, you know, right off the bat. And it was just, everybody was like kind of tearing up. And just, you can feel just how much of an influence Tom Petty has been on The War on Drugs. People like, you know, Dylan, Bruce Springsteen, and so many others. But Adam, you know, you can hear it, that he's really into this expression of like feelings and emotions and everything else that comes to a songwriter. I mean, he even talks pretty openly about his heavy anxiety that he suffers from, you know, and to be kind of in your head like that and still come out with songs like this, it's pretty powerful.
And some outlets are writing about The War on Drugs as the next torchbearers of rock. What do you make of that?
Well, I've gotten to see them at little venues like the Troubadour or the Roxy here in LA, and now these guys are headlining the Greek, playing the main stage at Coachella. You know, they're definitely on a magical ride right now.
Well, some great new music in this DJ session. Raul Campos from KCRW, thanks as always.
Thank you.
And you can hear all our DJ session picks on our Spotify playlist. Just go to Spotify, search for NPR Here and Now. We're also on Apple Music and at hereandnow.org.